Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness, for those theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one that love and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Matthew 9:36-37. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
So, we have been studying the parable of the sower for the last 3 weeks in Sunday school. So we wanted to present to you today the parable of the sower in a dramatic formation. So we're going to do two little plays for you. The first one is presented by our grades 3 to 6 class, and it's kind of a reader's theater type style. And the second one's going to be by our youth group, as well as some help from other Sunday school performers. So thank you.
The Sower and the Seed. Adapted by Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 9, by Carol Montgomery.
Once there was a man who went out to sow some seeds.
Yippee, what a great path this one.
As he scattered the seeds, some fell among the path.
Yippee, what a great path. This will be a great place to grow.
But it wasn't a great place to grow.
Hey, what are these shadows? The sun's out, but there's nothing to make a shadow. Something's wrong. Oh no, birds!
And the birds came and gobbled up all the seeds along the path.
Some seeds fell among the rocky ground where there wasn't so much soil.
Hey, look at me.
Hey, look at me. I'm sprouting. Haha, I even have a little roots. Aren't they cute? What a great place to grow.
But it wasn't a great place to grow.
Boy, that sun is hot. I'm feeling faint. I wish there weren't so many rocks. Then I could get my roots down deeper. Water! Water!
Some seeds fell among the thorns.
Wow, this isn't bad at all. The neighbors look a little strange, but that's okay. I can deal with that. What a great place to grow!
But it wasn't a great place to grow.
Hey, I'm growing! But these neighbors look stranger every day. I wonder who they are.
The seeds' neighbors were the thorns. And when they got so mean, they choked the plant.
Help!
Still, some seeds fell among some good soil.
Whoa, would you look at this place? It's amazing. There's plenty of good water and soil and not too much sun. The neighbors look friendly. I don't see any birds. What a great place to grow.
And it was a great place to grow. So great, in fact, sometime later.
Ta-da! Presenting Super Seed. Ladies and gentlemen, I was once a lonely seed, but now, see for yourself, I've made 30 or 60 or even 100 more seeds. Just count them, I'm full grown, and it's terrific.
I tossed some seeds, oh yeah, on good rich soil, and pulled the weeds, oh yeah, and made sure those little seeds and sprouts got all the water they wanted so they wouldn't faint from dehydration.
It really was a great place to grow.
It was a great place to grow.